Hey, it's so great to see you. I know you're only gone for a few weeks, but it feels like it's been forever since I last saw you. I'm so glad you're back. So, how was the trip? Oh my God, that sounds amazing. I wish I could have been there. You didn't happen to meet anyone on your trip, did you? Like, a girlfriend, significant other thing? Oh, well, I'm sure you'll meet someone. I'll keep an eye out for you. That's what best friends do for each other, right? Me? No, I didn't meet anyone while you were away. Speaking of which, remember a while back when I taught you how to masturbate? How's that going, by the way? I told you you'd like it. And what about the porn? Have you found your niche yet? You prefer listening to erotic audio? What the hell is. You know what? Never mind. This just makes my point even more valid. The point that I'm about to make, silly. Well, it just occurred to me, especially since apparently you were only listening, that you probably don't know how girls touch themselves. Which is something you should definitely know. Because that way, when you're with someone, you'll have a better idea of what you're doing and won't look like a total loser. I can't have my best friend looking like a total loser, can I? And you know what? And actually, the thing is, porn probably isn't a good way to learn anyway. It's so much better to do it in person. Unfortunately, you don't have a girlfriend to show you how she touches herself, but I was thinking you do have me. I'd be willing to show you how I masturbate, for educational purposes. It's not that I want you to see me get off. It's just that it's the only way for you to learn. You don't have to if you don't want to, but I'm okay with it, as long as it helps you in the future. Okay. Awesome. Well, let's get to it. So, what? Yeah, I'm getting undressed right away. I know this is to help you, but I still want to get it over with. I mean, it's still pretty embarrassing for you to watch me touch myself. Okay, come a little closer. Hands to yourself, though. That should go without saying. The most important thing is this little. Yeah, the clitoris. Come on, I'm impressed that you know what that is. Fair enough. I guess it's not that strange that you know basic anatomy. But you do know what it's for, right? See, I didn't think you would. Okay, so you know how the tip of your cock is the most sensitive part? Exactly. Well, the clitoris, or the clit for short, it's like that for girls. When you're with a girl in the future, it's important to keep in mind that if you want to make her feel good, you're probably going to have to touch her clit. Okay, you don't have to stand so close anymore. Back up. So I'm just going to touch myself now, and are you getting hard? I guess it can't be helped. If you have to, you can touch yourself too, I suppose. Where would you be without me? Yes, you can borrow my lube again. But you can keep the tissues. I don't want those back. By the way, you got hard really fast. There's no way that's just because you're looking at me, right? What? Nothing. Let's get on with it. I'm gonna start masturbating now. Oh. So,
I'm just using my fingers and rubbing my clit like this. And then sometimes I'll put my fingers inside. Stop staring at me like that. Oh, Jesus, if this wasn't embarrassing enough, I don't need you perving on me. Oh, this is just educational experience, remember? Sometimes I, well, not just me, but sometimes lots of girls, they like to use toys. Let me show you. This is a vibrator. It vibrates. Shut up. Don't make fun of me. I'm doing this for your benefit. I'm definitely not enjoying this. I mean, I'm enjoying it and the fact that it feels good, but I'm not getting anything out of it on like an emotional level, you know? Anyway, you turn it on. And then you put it. Yeah, so the reason I feel so good is because the vibration feels. Basically, it's rubbing my clit really, really fast. I bet if I put it on the tip of your cock, it would feel. What do you mean I'm staring at you now? No, I'm not. I'm definitely not looking you in a way that my friends don't look at each other. I was just staring off into space. Your dick just happened to be in the way, okay? Oh, hey. Slow down. That's another thing. On average, it takes longer for girls to come. So you should pace yourself. I know. I said I wanted to get this over with, but it's also important for you to learn to take your time, okay? That way, he'll be a better lover, okay? How do I know all of this? Well, I may not have any personal experience, but I do read a lot. No, I don't spend all of my time reading about sex. It's just some of my time. God. I'm not stalling. It's not like I like watching you. It's just, it's hard for me to come while you're watching me. Oh, fuck. Okay, I'm getting close. Don't laugh at how I come, okay? No one else has ever seen me come before. You want to come at the same time? Oh, that's fine, I guess. I'll let you know when. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Okay. Now I'm coming. Yes. Wow. It was exhausting. Oh, you look pretty worn out too. You think I could use a nap? You too? Well, you're more than welcome to use the couch. Or Actually, if you want, we can share the bed. It's not weird or anything. We're best friends, right? It's fine. Just here. Hop under the covers. There. Pretty cozy, right? Shut up. I'm not trying to cuddle you. It's just the bed's small. That's all. Shut up. Don't say anything. Just rest. Maybe we can watch a movie or something. After we nap, I'll make popcorn. After.